Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very, very, very own critic and guide. He joins us weekly. The films are The Farewell, Loose, and Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Where'd you go, David?
Well, I actually went to Vermont, which is where I think I was the last time we spoke.
That is right.
Now I'm back in my usual digs and digging out some of the movies that I've seen recently. And in a couple of cases, in one case, it's a movie I saw a while ago. Our middle film today, Loose, I actually saw at the Maryland Film Festival a few months ago. But now it is in theaters and getting glorious reviews everywhere. But let's get to that one in a moment. Let's begin with The Farewell. This is a really popular movie. It's a movie people like, and it's a movie that's gotten very good reviews, and it was written and directed by Lulu Wang. And I'm going to be a little bit of a Grinch here. I thought it was a good movie, but not a terrific movie. But it's definitely, a lot of people are seeing it and liking it. It's definitely worth talking about. So The Farewell is about a farewell, and kind of the biggest kind of farewell. An old woman, a senior citizen, has a very grave illness, and it looks like her physicians believe that she does not have very long to live. And the thing is that this is a Chinese family, and they really want to adhere to Chinese custom, which is not telling the old woman the bad news about her health and about her own future. They're basically lying to her, and they're basically saying, you know, don't worry, it's going to be okay. There's nothing really wrong with you. It's going to be all right. You know, this, which is all a lie. However, there is a very young woman in this family. Her name is Billy, and she is played by Awkwafina. And she is a Chinese-American, and she is much more kind of westernized than other members of the family. And she just doesn't think this is a good idea. She thinks this is wrong. You're supposed to tell a person this sort of crucial truth and not keep it from the person. Let the person deal with this and settle his or her affairs and so forth. So this sets her up in opposition to the other members of the family. And the big sort of thing that drives most of the actual action of the movie is a wedding that is about to take place. There is going to be a big wedding, and it is going to be back in China, and everybody feels this will be a wonderful thing. We'll all get to spend time during this great big wedding with the old woman who's going to die soon, and it will brighten up her last days, etc. However, when they all go to China for the wedding, they tell Billy, the young woman who disagrees with the whole strategy, to stay home, don't come, because they're really afraid that she is going to spill the beans and ruin the old lady's last days by telling her the truth about herself, about her illness, and about her very short lifetime to come. However, Billy disobeys. She gets on a plane. She goes and she joins in the wedding party. So that is what the movie is about. It's about this very complicated farewell. Now, the movie is it's a comedy drama, what's sometimes called a dramedy, a dramatic comedy. And it has a lot of elements of humor in it, but obviously with this basic plot point about an old woman and the farewell is basically she's going to be leaving this life. It obviously has a pretty somber side as well. And the movie kind of juggles these things back and forth over the course, really, of the whole story. Now, I found the whole movie to be pretty interesting to watch. It moves along at a leisurely pace. There's some very nice performances in it. And, you know, it's a very engaging movie. What I really, really thought was good was the way the whole story comes out at the very end. I also think that the filmmaker, Lulu Wang, kind of ruins that by adding on a little coda at the very, very, very end, the very last thing you see, which I thought sort of destroyed what power there was in the the next scene, the last scene, except for that. So in other words, I think that it's a movie that comes to a very interesting outcome, but is not quite handled exactly right at the very end. I want to emphasize that even though that plot angle of the old woman who doesn't have long to live and who does not know about her own very limited time on this earth, that does not make the movie a downer. It's not a downer at all. It's really pretty upbeat in its moods, and it balances the sort of humorous angles and the very dramatic angles very nicely. I have to add one more thing, which is that Awkwafina became, I guess, a pretty big movie star in Crazy Rich Asians recently. I, as faithful listeners to this program, will remember perhaps, I really didn't like that movie. I thought it was one of the absolute worst movies of the year, and I know it was a big hit and all that, but I really, really, really hated Crazy Rich Asians. And Awkwafina, I don't find her especially compelling in this movie either. I think that her performance in The Farewell is not one of its strongest points. That said, it's a nice movie. It's an engaging movie. It's a movie that you really can sort of get wrapped up in, and I think its popularity is very understandable, even though I don't think it's quite as excellent as a whole lot of moviegoers do. Turning to our next film, Luce, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, this is a film I saw at the Maryland Film Festival a few months ago, and where it was the closing night attraction and a big ballyhoo was made about it. It was directed by a filmmaker named Julius Ona, and Luce has now opened in theaters, and it is getting rapturous reviews from just about everybody. So I have to reiterate my, again, somewhat grinchy opinion here. I really didn't much like Luce. It's a very, very interesting subject. It deals with really, really important things. My hat is off to its seriousness, but it just struck me as very slack. I just didn't see any energy in it, and a wonderful cast I found was pretty much wasted. So anyway, here's where we go with Luce. Luce is about a young man named Luce. Luce, who is played by a gifted young actor named Kelvin Harrison Jr. And he is an adopted kid in America. He is originally from Eritrea in Africa, and he was adopted. He's now a high school student. He is a terrific high school student. He's been compared by, you know, some of the reviews are saying people regard him as sort of the Barack Obama of his high school. He's the African American. He is now American, adopted American, who is just seems to be wholesome and smart and on top of everything and the kind of person you really want to represent the youth of America today and so forth. So that's who he is. However, something happens, which is a pretty interesting situation that the movie deals with. He has a high school assignment, which is to write an essay in the voice of a historical figure. And he chooses to write in the voice of Frantz Fanon, who was, for those who have not read Fanon, a very radical black activist and author. He was an intellectual, a psychiatrist, but who wrote in books like The Wretched of the Earth about the necessity of black people to totally change their position in the world by any means necessary, to bring in a Malcolm X formulation there. So anyway, Luce, this idealized young man who everybody just seems to love and who is smart, sensitive, and all of that, writes in the voice of Frantz Fanon. So, okay, maybe he was just, and you know, and there seems to be sort of apologia for violence built in to the very idea of writing in the voice of Frantz Fanon. And this raises, by the way, the kid is also from Eritrea. When he was just a kid, he learned how to shoot a gun because that country is torn by violence. So partly because of this essay that he wrote, a school authority decides to search his locker and find something, which raises more suspicions that Luce may have some bad stuff, some violent stuff, some just antisocial stuff bubbling around beneath this extremely idealized surface that he presents to the world. And that is what the movie turns out to be about. So again, these are really fascinating and really important issues that deal with everything from the idea of school violence, you know, the school shootings that we seem to keep having in the United States and so forth, to the whole idea of expressing views in kind of an intellectual way that may or may not be your own views that you actually hold, etc. And just the whole whole idea of the way we can sometimes be prone to taking a particular individual, idealizing that individual, and then when anything happens that makes us question our idealization a little bit, we sort of go berserk and get all paranoid about it. So the movie is about all of these fascinating, interesting things. I mentioned that it has a really good cast. Tim Roth and Naomi Watts play the adoptive parents of Luce. Octavia Spencer gives a wonderful performance as his African-American school teacher. It's a very, very interesting and provocative movie. However, I found, and here I seem to disagree with a whole lot of other movie reviewers, at least, if not audiences, I found the movie ultimately very preachy. I felt that it unfolded without much energy. I think that subject deserves a lot of energy. And by the time you get to the end of it, I just felt that when Luce is sort of talking right into the movie camera, I just felt that I was being preached at, that I was being told what I ought to think, and I just didn't like that. I don't like that kind of movie making. I think that it's where drama shades over into propaganda. Propaganda in an excellent cause, mind you, but I don't like getting preached at. Now, it appears that the great majority of movie critics are not seeing it that way at all, and that's just fine. I have been known to disagree with the majority of my critical colleagues in the past. I have to say that I think people ought to go see Luce. It raises these fascinating issues and it explores them in very constructive ways, but I found the movie ultimately to be more preachy than involving. And now for our last movie, Where You Go, Bernadette. This is a case where I think I like this movie better than a lot of my critical colleagues do. This is the latest movie by Richard Linklater, who I knew years ago, who was a terrific talent, a really, really interesting filmmaker who's just done all kinds of wonderful work. And in this case, he has adapted a book, and he didn't write the script, but he has now made this based on a bestseller. And I don't think it's his best work, but I did rather enjoy it. So with this somewhat unusual title, Where'd You Go, Bernadette, refers to the main character, who, by the way, is played by Cate Blanchett, and was being generally regarded as a sort of tour de force performance. I think she was way better in Woody Allen's movie Blue Jasmine and various other things too, but it's an interesting performance. So she plays a mother, wife and mother, who is an incredibly gifted architect. Years ago, she received the MacArthur Genius Award. She's done some phenomenally important projects. However, quite a lot of years before the story begins, she left architecture. She just stopped doing it. So there's one meaning of the title, Where'd You Go, Bernadette? She stopped doing it, and it turns out that she was sort of escaping from some professional conundrums that had arisen for her, which she wasn't exactly able to solve. Also, she turns out to be sort of an antisocial person in certain respects. The family lives nearby a school. She's constantly getting into neighborhood arguments with the people who run the school. They don't like her. She doesn't like them. There's always arguments and spats going on. So this kind of withdrawing from easy getting along with your friends and neighbors is another meaning of the title, Where You Go, Bernadette. However, sometime into the movie, Bernadette actually disappears. And that's where the real title comes from, Where You Go, Bernadette. We always know where she is, but that becomes a mystery for her family. Other major characters in this movie include her teenage daughter and her husband, who is another, by the way, they're all very gifted and talented people, very creative people. One problem that the husband and daughter have is in dealing with Bernadette herself, who is she's just sort of unpredictable. She's just sort of mercurial. You can never quite know what she's going to do or where she's going to go next. And again, this all reaches ahead when one day during a family crisis, she literally escapes out a window and nobody knows where she's gone. Now, interestingly, the whole later part of the movie takes place in and near, get ready for this, Antarctica. Because it turns out the family, from the very beginning of the film, has been planning a trip to Antarctica. This is something that the daughter really wants to do before she goes off to private school. And so they've been planning this trip, but Bernadette takes off and leaves without the others, without the husband and the daughter. And then they head off on a different Antarctica trip to try to find her. And eventually, they're kind of all looking for each other down in the waters and ices around Antarctica. So in that way, it's sort of an antic story, but it's also a story which a lot of the time is really much more dramatic than comic. So the real sort of main selling point of this movie is Cate Blanchett as Bernadette. One reason why I found the movie somewhat disappointing is that Richard Linklater is a director who can do almost anything. He has made movies that are really experimental, like the movie many years ago that put him on the map originally, a movie called Slacker, and other movies, his Before Sunset trilogy. They're kind of experimental. They do very unusual things. He made a movie called Boyhood, which was shot over a period of years and years and years so that you see child characters, the same actors actually growing up while we watch the movie. Very interesting experimental things like this, but also he'll do very conventional movies sometimes. Movies that really just sort of are there to tell a good story and be entertaining, like his remake of Bad News Bears or his wonderful film School of Rock, for example. This is one of the more conventional movies. The story is a bit unusual, but the treatment of it is pretty conventional, and I find that Richard Linklater is at his best when he takes more chances. That said, I had a good time watching Where'd You Go, Bernadette. Sometimes the structure of it is interesting. I had very interested in the ways that the story chooses to unfold itself. And again, if you're a Cate Blanchett admirer, you will love it. So that is my somewhat grinchy story this week, Jill.
For which we thank you, Mr. Somewhat of a Grinch, David Sterrett, Films in Focus, the films The Farewell, Luce, and Where'd You Go, Bernadette?